Nigel, we're here at Meadow Hall. The new kit has been revealed today. What do you make of this? It's a bright one, isn't it? You're not going to miss your players in the dark on a Tuesday night.
Perfect. Exactly. Exactly what it should be. I mean, you got John Holland's, the sponsors is very, very important. So that's prominent. But it's a lovely kit. And I'm sure, you know, for us playing on a dark night in the winter on a Tuesday, that's exactly the sort of kit that you want, a nice vibrant one. Yep. So you can see players standing out. And, I'm sure it's a kit that supporters will enjoy buying and actually wearing from a leisure point of view as well. But importantly, it's the badge on the shirt, Sheffield United Football Club. So everyone's going to be proud to wear that one, I'm sure.
Lewis Reed had the sunglasses on earlier, not lacking any confidence, that lad at 18.
Well, so he's just turned 18 now, and again, it's for part and parcel of it. We're here down at Meadow Hall, and it's a fantastic shopping centre, isn't it, at the big complex. And we've got the beach out here, and all the supporters have come out, and it's been a great afternoon.
Yeah, and a lot of supporters have turned up, and a lot of young supporters here on the summer holidays as well, and it kind of encapsulates the momentum I think you've built up over the last few weeks.
Well, very much so. I mean, obviously, I can only talk about the period of time I've gone and joined the club, and a lot of people have worked very, very hard at Sheffield United Football Club. And today, again, we've had the kit launch. I know that the commercial department, for example, have worked very, very hard in putting this together, and I think they should be congratulated about that, as should many departments in our football club.
And just over a week to go now, I know you've got the whole game to look forward to, but can you help but sort of look ahead and think to that first league game?
Oh yeah, we're looking forward to it. I know we've sold out our ticket allocation, you know, Gillingham. I can just visualise all the players behind it, all the supporters behind the goal now, because it's that stand there. We can fill that and make a hell of a lot of noise, and we're really excited about it. Very respectful about the division we're in. Very respectful about going to Gillingham, because there's no easy games in this league, and we know it's going to be a tough game, as all of them are, especially on the first game of the season, because the expectation levels are so high. But we're excited about it. As I said, we've got one more game to go, Hull City, Bramall Lane at the weekend, and then what we'll do, all our focus will then turn to Gillingham.
Just how pleasing has it been that you've been fairly prolific in pre-season? You've not had any issue scoring goals, have you?
Well, I look at the players that we've got, and again, we're strengthening with Billy Sharp and Connor Salmon coming into the group as well, of an array of strikers who can score in different ways, and I think it's important. Unfortunately, we just lost, for example, Matty Doan and Jermaine Campbell-Rice with a couple of injuries in the pre-season games this week. We've still got a few players who are actually recovering from last season, who have not featured with us at all. You can't have enough forward power in your squad, in your team, and we all know it's a long, hard, demanding season, so I'm sure that throughout the course of the season everybody will be involved.
For want of a better word, has Billy Sharp looked sharp so far? I mean, he got his first goal the other night, didn't he?
What a goal that was. What a fantastic team goal. You know, we've played out, we've played through the middle of the park, and we've got Jam in a great position between the lines. He's drove on. Kieran Wallace has drove down the wing with an enthusiasm to overlap from a fullback, and Billy Sharp looked sharp as, and again, it was a great pass from Jam, and he put the ball in the back of the net, and it's a real good start for Billy.
Given the options that you've got up top, will it give you some flexibility in terms of, okay, we're playing this type of an opponent, we'll set up this way, and you know, the different options that you need in a season?
I think it's an important thing, as you've just said. We've got players with different characteristics, but we've got goal scorers as well. Mark Minulti, for example, he scored the other day against Newcastle. He's a goal scorer. We get him in the right condition, that's going to be great. So we've got players with different attributes. Michael Higden, Connor Salmon. You know, we've got players, and I'm just naming four. Then we've got young Diego, and we've got Dominic, Calvin Lewin, just to name them. Matty Doan played up front the other day. You know, so all of a sudden I'm just like rattling, you know, the names of the players that we've got. Attack-minded ones, Martin Wolford, Jamie Murphy, Flinney when he comes back into the shade. You know, Jermaine Campbell-Rice. It's endless, isn't it? Which is brilliant. I mean, we can say maybe you've got too many, but for me, you can't have enough.
Is it fair to say that in this level in particular, if you've got a lot of attacking options, if you've got the goals in your team, you're most of the way there to what you want to achieve?
I think there's two ways of looking at it. You've got to stick it in one end and keep it out of the other. It's a very simple game from that point of view, and sometimes it gets complicated. You know, you need to score goals to win games. To win championships, you need to keep clean sheets as well. So if we can combine both of them together, we give ourselves an opportunity. I like to think at this moment in time, on paper, and as we all know, we don't play on paper. We don't play on the beach unless it's beach football. We play on grass, and we've got a brand new pitch down at Bramall Lane now to look forward to, all being well this season. You play on pitch, so we've got to make sure we get the goals on the field of play. And we're looking forward to what we believe is an array of talent at Bramall Lane.
I believe you've talked about hoping to add some defensive options before the first game. Are you any closer to doing some business there?
Well, it's like everybody. I think, as it gets closer to a deadline, i.e. the first game, people started and all of a sudden come to the forefront a little bit more, as will the transfer deadline day when that kicks on. Now, but I must say at the moment in time, McAvely and Collins as a partnership at the back have been outstanding in pre-season. I must highlight that. Their attitude since I've joined the football club, every single day on the training ground they've been there. Their attitude, the experience they've got has been outstanding, and they've formed a very good partnership so far during pre-season.
Have you sensed that little bit extra in Neil Collins, perhaps, given that he was on the outside looking in for most of last season, to come back and sort of kick-start his Blades career?
Well, listen, I wasn't here last season, so I don't know what scenarios were in place. All I know is to take people on face value. You know, I've walked in the door and Neil Collins and Jay McAvely have been outstanding professionals in every way, shape or form, and you can see why both of them have played at a higher level. They're both experienced and they're both working extremely hard, not just for themselves, but importantly for the team.
What about George Long? How do you think that he's performed? He's a player who spent time on loan last season. He's come back now, and how pleased you've been with him?
Excellent. You know, it's a great competition now for both goalkeepers. You know, George had a good spell up at Motherwell last season. He's come back. And again, all I can talk about is what people have been like since we've joined in pre-season. And George Long has been outstanding.
Sometimes the goalkeepers, you know, they need that extra time, don't they? Young goalkeepers, they tend to sort of hit their peak maybe mid-20s, even later than that. Sometimes.
Well, I can speak from experience being in goal myself. I maybe debut at 17. So, you know, you can get young goalkeepers, but you need time. And as you grow over as a goalkeeper, you know you can deal with situations and get over mistakes that you go and make very quickly. Because that's the important thing in goal. Because everybody makes a mistake. It's highlighted tenfold when you're in goal. But it's how you quickly put that to bed and move on to the next situation and get that calm. And I think that just comes with an experience of playing in goal and making decisions over time.
On decisions, have you made a decision on who you want to be your captain yet?
In my mind, I've got a good idea, but obviously we've got this weekend's game to go, and then obviously then we'll talk about numbers and captaincies.
Have you found that there's a lot of options in the squad that you could sort of throw the armband to?
Well, as I've highlighted previously, we've put a leadership group together. And we'll change that during the course of the season as well, because we need to help players develop that leadership quality within themselves. I think it's a dying art at this moment in time. People looking to take responsibility, people having that leadership capabilities. And from my point of view, I want to be able to give the players an opportunity to keep developing their leadership skills.
And on Hull City, your next friendly game, given how well you played against Newcastle, and Hull are an ex-Premier League team trying to get back there, what kind of a test do you think this is going to be?
I think it'll be a very good game. For me, we've had a good pre-season so far. We've had a good progression. Hull City, Premier League last season, Championship now, wanting to get themselves back to the Premier League. One week before the season starts, you know, it should be a good game. Both sides will be looking to win the game. Both sides will be looking to get a performance. But ultimately, this is my 34th pre-season. So I know that you can win all of the games, you could lose all of the games. It's just getting yourself ready for that first game of the season. And for me, we've had a good pre-season so far. We've built up well. And we're in a good position at this moment in time.
Just a final one. How much does all the positivity help? You've said it's going to be decided on the pitch, not sort of in pre-season. But when the fans seem to feel good about things, you've said you've had a great pre-season so far, some good results too. How much does that all sort of build together to get that momentum?
I think we all share a common goal. We all want Sheffield United to get promoted this year. We all want Sheffield United to get back to the Championship and give ourselves that dream to get back to the Premier League. It's one step at a time. There's a feel-good factor about the place, as you've rightly said. Everyone's working really hard. I can only applaud the players since they've come in. Their attitude and their application, their behaviours has been spot on and exactly what you're looking for as a professional. So we're really pleased about that. I've been made so welcome since they've joined. The people of Sheffield, the Sheffield United supporters have been outstanding. I know we haven't kicked the ball in earnest at this moment in time, and I know, you know, all of the pressures that will come with it, the expectation, the build of it. But we're here to win, and everyone's working extremely hard. And come the end of the season, and that's where we're going to get measured, not the beginning, it's the end of the season, then all being well, we can all look forward to sitting on a beach again and reflecting on the start of the season.
Enjoy your day on the seaside, Nigel.
Thank you.